KFW Mobile. Good morning, Eric. I hope you're doing well.
Got my truck and a trailer this morning heading in. And one of those trailer lights kind of broke off, so I'm trying to figure out how to glue it back on or something, but it's probably not a big deal. My office.
That, where are you located at right now? Copy that. I thought you were up there. It's a little bit scratchy, but I can copy you.
Yeah. Once I get back, it gets better, but, so, how's your morning going?
That's going well. I stopped and got 10 gallons of non-ethanol gas to, in case I need to run it in the generator. Got everything situated last night. I just got to round up my extension cords.
I thought of that yesterday, but the port to be going more northward.
That's why it's making the repeater good. It won't hold in.
4 HKX.
Morning, Patrick. Eric's in here too, but he's still a little bit far out to hold the repeater.
Ken. Morning, Eric.
For the ice. KN4
GFW. Want no ice.
Get as much as they say, it's going to be bad.
Four.
You've been calling for a lot of wind, isn't it? 30, 40 mile an hour gust?
Four dust. How much ice they calling for now? They keep changing that.
This all was an inch to inch and a quarter.
Ice, they won't be nothing standing.
Worry about trimming trees for a while. You sound a lot better now.
I'm in the Quick Trip parking lot, so just headed back over to the freeway now. I think we're getting a couple inches of ice in Shelby, but it's going to be all ice now. They're not calling for any snow. It's going to be a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and ice coming down. So it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be awful. I mean, Duke Energy has already sent us the email saying that we should plan for an extended power outage.
Rotten in my morning.
Generator's running.
Having them both yesterday, and we sold out of anything that could make AC power at our outlet store yesterday by my office. Like all the generators, power stations, even the little battery toppers that have a 150-watt inverter in them, they completely sold out, and almost out of batteries, too. So I think everybody's sort of getting ready.
That 7-Eleven at the 80 to fuel up last night, oh, my God, what a catastrophe that was. There were so many cars in there, you couldn't hardly, it was gridlock.
Generator's propane, because I've got 7 propane tanks at home, 30 pounds each. I'll be all set.
All total together, I probably got about 4. And then I got the one of the ones on the camper is half full, but the other's full. And I got a couple of full ones and a couple of partials. So I think I'll be all right. I won't run it continuous.
A gallon tank on it.
Generator if I have to charge batteries, but I've got, you know, 240 volt power stations, the 18 volt power station. I've got one with a built-in battery, and then I've got 3 or 4 of the little 300 watt 40 volt inverters, and I've got 3 or 4 of the little 150 watt ones. So we'll be able to keep everything up and running, and I've already set up a charging table outside and under the awning on the patio with the generator with 8 chargers plugged into it. So we're all set, ready to go.
Water is in Kentucky, they call them for almost 2 feet.
Up in Boone this morning, and the forecast in Boone was only calling for about an inch now, mostly ice. That's pretty far north from here, but you know, a guy I'm working with is going up there this weekend for a ski trip, so he was worried he wouldn't be able to go. I'm not sure what he's going to decide, but you know, checking that forecast this morning is way different than what it was a couple days ago.
A bunch of ice on that snow wouldn't have been good for skiing.
The hurricane cleared out enough of the weaker trees that we don't see a whole lot of downed trees in this one.
Expect- expecting rain today, and that'll loosen up the ground a little bit, so that when we get them 40 mile an hour winds and 1 inch of ice, it'll probably do a number.
My backyard survives it. It's dying and has been for years, but it holds up my dipole. And it's the only tree I've got where I can realistically hang a dipole from. So if it goes down, I might be in trouble.
I want to consider taking it down temporarily.
T4ZLE, mobile with a wifey headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Anthony and Miss Angela, KN4TFW.
Hello, W2JKT.
Anthony, Miss Angela, KO4HKX.
Just curious here what it's going to do down Lake Hartwell direction on this crazy weather. I got to work this weekend, so it's going to be interesting.
Busy, but I have a feeling you're going to be busy.
It's kind of staying that way anyway now. We're averaging like 30 in the waiting room and 30 and 40 bed holes in the ER and everything else. I guess we'll just have to pile them on in even more.
A few broken bones, people slipping on the ice.
Very true. That's the thing about it, we never know what comes through that door. But yeah, people get out and be silly. You know how it is.
We're going to see a lot of a very common disease in there this weekend. Itis.
That is the truth. They will probably have an influx of homeless, too, trying to get in and get warm. So that runs our numbers up pretty good.
Being freezing cold is being freezing cold and wet.
True. Yeah, I don't like being cold, and I don't like being wet. So, combination of both, yeah, it's miserable.
Solar charger work if it's got ice buildup on it?
Operate at much, much lower power. Ice blocks, quite a bit of the light.
Yeah, I can always put the pigtail into the truck to charge up the battery on the camper if I need to.
The other day, got my four-wheel drive truck stuff ready and going, which on ice ain't four-wheel driving going to do you a whole heck of a lot of good, but at least I'm have it to drive back and forth to work if I have to.
Put a radio in it, you'll be all right.
Got my old trusty ICOM in there, and plus I got one of my handhelds I'll have with me too, just in case for emergency.
HD is charged up, and my HF station, of course, is up and ready to go all the time. So I think my HF nodes will run for about a week on the battery that's down there. So at least I'll be able to handle all that.
Goes, ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Plus, too, I can bring in one or two of the boat batteries, too, to power my base station inside the house.
And it's charging all my HTs and all my tool batteries so that I can power up everything and power station.
Cancel the local winter field days.
Heard of.
Well, on for Saturday, at least right now they are.
KQ4ZLE. Yeah, as far as I know, I haven't heard any cancellation. Our club, we have that one in Mineral Springs Park in Williamston. But again, unfortunately, I got to work for it, but I haven't heard of any cancellations yet.
I'm going to cancel school on Monday up by us because, it looks like it's going to keep on precipitating through Monday with the possibility of wintry stuff. So I'm going to bank on staying home from work on Monday to babysit kids.
Thing like they say we're going to, and in the cold weather and all that, it won't be nothing moving Monday anyway.
We'll be moving on Monday, super
power. Big salt trucks heading north on the other side.
29 was all brined. I don't see it up here on the interstate yet.
That spread the rock salt.
I just hope the rain don't wash it all away before that gets down to freezing.
I set my car up to 100% on Friday, too, so I have all that at my disposal.
Ordered or put my order in for the diesel delivery to come and fill up the generators and a couple of 55-gallon barrels that work yesterday, and they thought they might get out there before Friday.
Better go get yourself some cans.
A lot of the gas stations up here are already out.
Where's your diesel from in bulk?
There's a company in Spartanburg, Moore and Ballou, and that they'll deliver if it's over 100 gallons.
Buy at a time.
On like during Helene, you know, both of the plant generators ran out. I think they hold about 100 gallon each. Come out, I'm probably getting at least 150 gallons anyway.
Because I know my wife's oil company, they bring down here too. But I don't know if they'll add a stop for 150 gallons. They're typically supplying like gas stations and stuff.
Yeah, this is a small truck, I guess. It goes around to, you know, truck yards and stuff like that. But yeah, he filled up both generators and a couple of 55-gallon barrels. If I need to, I can throw them on the back of the truck, and there's a little store up the road, I can go get it. The road diesel was cheaper than off-road diesel.
That die.
We got a snowplow attachment for the Bobcat, so they'll probably fill up the Bobcat, a couple of 55-gallon barrels, top off the two generators.
I can fill my gas cans today. I forgot to do it yesterday, and I might pay for that. Got one of my generators is propane, the other one is gas only, so I want to get some gas for it. And worst comes to worst, I can just siphon out of my wife's car, but you know, I'd rather not do that if I can avoid it.
Yeah, that's why I stopped and got 10 gallons of pure gas at the Sphinx this morning while there wasn't no line.
Yesterday, so she's got a full tank, and she's going in the office today, so she'll have a full tank minus, you know, 100 miles, which should be plenty if we need a generator, if I need the second generator for anything.
2 5-gallon cans full in the shed, but I couldn't remember if it was regular gas or pure gas, and then so I dumped one of them into Susan's Jeep because it would hold it. That way it'd give me another one I could fill up with that non-ethanol.
Get myself a second propane generator and ditch this gas one, but yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that before Friday.
Ace Hardware over there by me, they ran out of propane at the propane filling station.
I had three of my 30-pound tanks strapped in the back of my truck here because I went and filled them up last week, and I never unloaded them when I got home, so they're still in the back of my truck, and I might see if I can, if Tractor Supply still has propane in Shelby tonight, I might grab the ones off of my camper and go have them topped up. I think one of them might be empty, and the other one might not be full, so I doubt I'll need all that, but, you know, it's better safe than sorry.